The Irish presidential election is coming soon, and the best way to be part of it is by voting.
On polling day, it's easy. Bring a valid ID and head to your polling station.
You might also get a polling card in the post. It's useful, but you don't actually need it to vote.
Not sure where your station is? The polling card will tell you, or check at electoralcommission.ie.
Dead handy. And once you're there, the process is simple. Show ID, collect your ballot, mark your choice, and you're done.
And if you want to see how it works, the Electoral Commission website has a short video. Sort it.
This is your chance to have your say. Vote now for your president.
Your vote is your voice, so use it. Learn more at electoralcommission.ie. Go Loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for the crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Off you go.
How are you doing? Welcome to another bonus episode of Stall It, where we answer your questions and you feel good about it.
Yeah, you asked them.
And they feel good when we answer them.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Imagine they just felt like if we just read out their question and then they just felt good for the whole day. They were like, oh, I can't. They're telling everyone, I can't believe it. I can't believe they read out my question on my favourite podcast, Stall It.
I feel so good now.
I love you. I love you. I love yous all.
I'm going to take on the week.
Yeah.
Monday.
Oh, my week is sorted now.
This is going to be a great week.
Yeah.
And they feel good and then they walk into work and they get sacked. Sorry, we're going to have to let you go.
And they're like, no bother, I don't care because my favourite podcast has read my question out, so
and then they walk out and then they go to the labour to sign on.
Yeah, and they're like, give me that 188. I don't give a fuck.
188.
It's more than that now, isn't it?
A lot more than that.
Give me that 450 euro because I don't give a fuck. Because my favourite podcast has read out my question and all it was what would you do if you got jocked in town? Any questions?
Just a few comments from Spotify people coming out and supporting Joe and
supporting me.
Your rant about the 1-2-3.
Oh yes, so yeah. Finally, jeez, finally get some respect around here.
Whoop. Sean, who drives the 1-2-3, says he's devastated.
It's a joke.
Imagine it's utterly he drives it.
Yeah, he grew up getting it, and now he gets to drive it. He thinks that's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
Yeah.
He probably got it when it was the City Imp.
Remember that one?
Which seems offensive.
Why would that be offensive?
Was imp offensive?
No.
Imp is just like it looked like the little devil on the United crest.
Yeah. Imp is just a little devil.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you think it was like an imbecile or something?
See, this is a window into your view on a lot of things. Like, you think everybody's offended all the time.
Is imbecile offensive?
Imbecile? Well,
is that what you thought it was short for?
No, imp. I just thought imp was like gimp. And I thought that was...
If you had a G... Like,
that's offensive.
Yeah. City gimp.
Yeah, if you had a G, I suppose. Yeah.
Or the simp.
But you could say that about one.
Yeah. Yeah, you could. Anyway, I know, Sean, I feel your pain. Sad days, really.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even know that bus.
Lindsay agrees it's an absolute joke, getting rid of the 1-2-3. Mm-hmm. It connected Griffith Avenue to Cumberland Hospital.
What are you going to do now?
Katie says that music, the Tonight Show music, will never be the same again.
The what?
The Tonight Show music.
Oh, yeah.
It's a weird fit.
And Joey says, Joe, bang on. Place has gone mad.
Gone to the dogs. Gone to the absolute dogs. Isolation. Isolating the North Siders from the city. We can fuck off.
They don't want us in there anymore.
I've been saying it for years.
Just Northsiders.
Just Northsiders. They don't want Northsiders on the south side.
Get a bad rap, don't we? Not even that fucking bad.
A lot of us are bad.
James from Georgia is going to open America's very first spice bag truck.
Good man, James. James from Georgia. James,
do you know him? Do you remember him?
James, the James from the Georgia. That's exciting. I was over, when I was over in Washington, D.C., I was in a pub, an Irish pub, and that's where I went all the time when I was over there. Expensive. But I was saying to him, how can you have an Irish pub and not have spice bags on your menu? Sort it out.
Where, was he Irish that owned it?
Yeah, yeah. He knew us.
Really?
Yeah. But he was a Bowes fan, so. I know.
Up the Bowes and all.
Fuck the Bowes.
Up like, the Bowes. I support Bowes.
So, go for it. I mean, food truck businesses are big in America, I'd imagine. So, good. Yeah, nice.
They need to be introduced.
Oh. On the subject of the 1-2-3. Guess who's been in touch?
The busman.
The bus driver fella, yeah.
Glenn, our bus driver. He says, Joe was doing so well. Was.
Oh.
I haven't read the rest of it yet. I was surprisingly agreeing with him. Bus Connects is honestly the biggest load of shite ever. It just makes no sense. You've got them.
Must be sacked now.
Oh, you can have an opinion. He's allowed to have an opinion.
Glenn knocked down a building with his bus once.
True.
Did he?
Yep. That's a whole big thing over on Talking Bollocks.
What?
On the
what?
TBX. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he listens to that as well, does he?
Oh, he pays for the TBX, does he?
He does. Yeah.
Do you, Glenn? Throw us a few quid there. I'll send you me Revolut.
Send you a link for a coffee, even. You can do that, you know.
Yeah, that was very specific.
And you went cross-eyed when you said coffee.
Coffee!
Right. So,
I want to know how about he destroyed a bus, a building.
Oh. No, I'm not getting into that now.
Why wouldn't he say that, though? Why is he saying that the Talking Bollocks
are
not
us? He was doing a three-point turn, he knocked the building down. It's fine, though. He barely got a slap on the
wrist. Next,
he'll
be saying he's sending in stuff to Mark Megan and Hold My Drink and all.
He says, you've got them splitting busy routes, so then instead of one bus taking people, taking two or three to get to the same destination. Glenn has a bus-related question.
Go on.
Imagine you're on a packed bus. Would you rather fart really loudly in a moment of silence so everyone hears it, but it doesn't smell? Or fart silently so no one knows it was you, but it absolutely stinks?
Oh, second one.
Yeah. You wouldn't know it's you. And then you don't mind your own farts, so.
It's a noise of a fart out loud in that kind of situation that would be embarrassing. Doesn't matter about the smell.
Yeah.
Smell second, you've already done it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but if that smell hits, like, everybody else knows they didn't do it, so everyone's looking around for the culprit.
But, like, no one's going to know it's you.
But are you confident that?
Yeah, I'd just be like, I'd just like,
that's who did that?
That's disgusting. There's only three of us here, so it was one of you two.
It's like the traitors.
Was it me? Because I wouldn't do that. Ew. It's disgusting.
Do you know that to you, girls? Like,
an old woman.
Oh, which one of you pigs let that one rip? Oh,
which one of you is that? Who did that apple tart?
Yeah, be nasty.
I'd definitely go with the second one, though. Imagine sitting, imagine having one of them real long ones on the bus, real loud, like. Everyone just looked at you and you're like, sorry about that.
Imagine there was someone sitting beside you, like, and they could feel the vibrations.
It's like,
and then there's one at the end, I just go,
it's like, one of them trumpet ones where it's just like,
stupid, this is stupid.
Nah.
I'd like to ask him if his bus smells different every day because of the people getting on and off it. Does it smell like farts, and does it smell like uniquely different farts?
And another one I have. What if you're like on the bus, en route on the bus, and you need to do a pee, like, you know, one that, a Borny one, like.
Oh, yeah.
You really need to fucking go. Can you bring everyone to the depot and just like have a slash and then like get back on?
Or can you just pull off and pull over and piss?
Yeah.
In a corner.
Or if you're having a dodgy stomach and you like have to go to the toilet, like, but you've went into work that day, but you know that like it's coming throughout the day. What do you do?
Nothing you can do. Or do you have like a little bottle beside you that you piss into? Or are you wearing a nappy?
Mm.
Do bus drivers wear nappies? Or is that seat that they're sitting on a little toilet? If it's not, it should be.
It should be a thing.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Getting the bus to pay and the driver's taking a shite.
Yeah. The Irish presidential election is coming soon, and the best way to be part of it is by voting.
on Poland Day. It's easy. Bring a valid ID and head to your Poland station.
You might also get a Poland card in the post. It's useful, but you don't actually need it to vote.
Not sure where your station is? The Poland card will tell you. Or check at electoralcommission.ie.
Dead handy. And once you're there, the process is simple. Show ID, collect your ballot, mark your choice, and you're done.
And if you want to see how it works, the Electoral Commission website has a short video. Sort it.
This is your chance to have your say. Vote now for your president.
Your vote is your voice, so use it. Learn more at electoralcommission.ie.
I have a new question for you.
Oh, okay.
Eric. Eric says he's currently in Tenerife.
Eric Roberts?
Nope.
Hello, I'm Eric Roberts. I'm from Donegal.
I'm in Tenerife.
What?
Tenerife.
That's me.
Tenerife.
He wouldn't be in Tenerife.
He's just said that he's in Tenerife.
He's in Terranure.
Terranure. That's what Joe said.
Oh, sorry, go.
Eric is currently in Tenerife, and Darren wasn't lying about the scooters in front of my hotel. Looks like
Thank you.
Car park with them.
Thank you.
Okay. He says, just listening to the latest bonus episode where Joe was worried about stepping on a rat. I have a story. When also in Tenerife about 8 years ago, I went to Monkey Park, which was...
I was there before.
Which for some reason has a stupid amount of guinea pigs running around.
Mm, doesn't make sense.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Are they roaming freely?
Think so. It's all kind of enclosed. And then like you just walk in, there's like monkeys just chilling. And guinea pigs on the ground. It's Monkey Park, but there's guinea pigs. And it's kind of like, why? Why are they here?
Yeah, I'd be afraid I'd stand on one of them.
Well,
get around.
Oh,
did he stand on one?
Listen, patience, please. So Eric continues. Well, I took a step back and heard a crunch.
Oh.
Thought it was an apple piece. You could buy food there to feed the
killed
animals.
It.
He says, but nope, it was a guinea pig. Ugh. And I killed it.
Oh, that's so sad.
What do you do? Did he tell someone? Did he leg it?
He said it to the staff, thinking he'd have to pay a couple of euro or something.
Don't worry, it happens all the time.
He says, but nope.
Just
staff never just threw it in the bin.
No way.
That is so fucking
the
sad,
normal
man.
Bin with the normal bin. The rubbish, not even a special.
I feel like
bin.
A guinea pig is very close to just like a pet.
It is a pet.
It is a pet, isn't it? But like more than a pet rat.
Yeah, yeah. Like you a know? Rabbit.
Yeah, yeah. Even more than a rabbit. Like closer to like a dog.
A guinea pig?
Yeah.
More like a hamster.
Big hamster.
Big hamster.
I don't know if I could live with myself. I know it's an accident and all, but.
The sensation and the crunch and the sound would be traumatic.
It would live with you.
It would haunt you. You'd have to go see someone about that.
You would, wouldn't you?
Oh, I'd be like, would. I can't stop thinking about the crunch.
If it was a rat, like, you'd go, well, fuck you.
Even how we described it as a crunchy apple.
Because they're big, sturdy things, aren't they? Not big, but like they're sturdy enough looking.
Sizable. Yep.
Yeah.
Like
a lot bigger than your mouse or hamster.
Like a small cat.
Yeah. Right.
Sorry, I heard about that.
I won't go into too much detail, but just a few emails supporting Joe in his dispute over Ireland's first ever spice bag trailer.
Oh, in support?
In support, yeah.
Oh, good, good. Solidarity.
People want to know how they can support you in this difficult time.
Do you want to call out your Evolu? Hi.
Me coffee, me co-fi.
There's other people. Keen says you're going to have to get it up and running again to prove a point. Yeah, there's a few in support of you there. Fair play.
Yeah, I think I'm going to. I think I'm going to try to get it back on its feet again.
Are you?
I'm going to have to hire somebody. Maybe this could be a call out for anyone who wants to.
Wants
run.
A job?
Well, yeah, if anyone wants to run a spice bag.
Are you going to bring it back in spoy?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Pretty sure that's going to happen.
Deadly.
Pretty sure.
Don't ever mess with my gookin.
Follow him around, I will. Wherever he goes, I'll just pop up beside him.
It's like Father Ted and Dick Bourne.
James from Georgia again. This time in the emails.
He's always welcome.
Oh, James from Georgia.
Oh, for fuck's
sake. It's the spice bag. He opened the spice bag in Georgia.
It's the only. You know James from Georgia from.
It's like
the
you
podcast.
Have a James from Georgia shaped hole in your brain, and anytime it goes in, it just falls.
Do you only know
perfectly through that spot.
Do you only know James from Georgia from, like, the previous thing, just that he sent in about what he said the last time in the comments there?
I'm just not good with names of faces.
Like, I'm not really great
every
with
time
names.
You said James from Georgia, his face popped up over your head, then I'd be like, oh, I know him.
But I think it's like James from Georgia is very specific. He's from Georgia and he like probably has sent in the most listener questions out of anyone of all time.
He's from Not only from America, he's from Georgia and he's American. We talked about him a lot.
Georgia Atlanta.
Fuck me. Jesus Christ.
Georgia Atlanta.
Atlanta Georgia.
Atlanta Georgia.
I presume
Georgia,
so.
Georgia's a state. Which part of Georgia though?
Atlanta.
That's a big question. If it's Atlanta.
I think it's a big question.
It's a big state.
I think he's messing.
Anyway, he says he was listening to the conversation a few episodes ago about turning off the internet periodically. And we talked about shutting off the internet at night. Which I still think it's a brilliant idea.
Isn't it?
Some people complained. Like, oh, someone sent us an example, didn't they? Saying, here I am at 2 a.m. doing something on the bus or looking up a map or something.
Yeah, they gave an example of why it shouldn't be.
Come on.
Fuck that.
Come on. You'll survive.
Or pay. You should have to pay for it after a certain hour.
Emergency
internet.
You have
to pay for it anyway.
Essential services internet could be better. Anyway, James wants to know if you could permanently swap. It got him thinking about going back to a simpler time. And if you could permanently swap the internet for a single, practical, widespread technology that was popular in the 90s or earlier, what would you choose?
Everything was the same in the 90s, but it's just accelerated to a bigger scale now.
Like, you could change it to, like, what?
So everything's still around, but
like
I guess...
a portable DVD player?
Yeah. Fax machines. Tamagotchis.
I never had a pager. I remember the feeling of playing Pokemon on a Game Boy Color.
And I found Pokemon special. Yellow in the attic. Pokemon Yellow. There's a marker all over it, though. It still works. But you missed that.
I missed that feeling, but I don't know if it's an age thing. Like, if Ollie plays something on the PlayStation, does he get that same, oh, wow, amazement? Or
oh, yeah. Well, just like renting a game in Extravision or something.
You
just like
wanna...
putting it in and just being like, oh, I've been dying to play this. Like,
yeah.
Not actually being like that, but like physically feeling it.
And the excitement of like, whatever, when the game would start up. It would,
the loading screen and all.
I remember playing Sonic, and whenever I'd stick in Sonic and he'd run across the screen and you could see the
Sega.
It's
happening.
Be like, Sega. Love that
That's
sound.
That's coming on.
Oh, love that sound. But is that just nostalgia from kids?
Yeah, probably. Don't think kids would get that buzz now, though.
MP3 players. I'd bring back an MP3 player.
As your form of...
Instead of Spotify.
Coping without the internet.
Like, you just upload your songs that you want to listen to and you're not bombarded with ads and...
Was that the sweet spot? The MP3 player?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
What would you have? A few dozen albums?
Yeah. Enough. Yeah.
And you'd work for them albums. Like, you'd have to download them and you'd have to upload them.
You'd have to buy the CD.
Yeah.
Put it onto your computer. Put it onto your MP3.
Oh, you didn't do any of that.
I wouldn't be using like any kind of like LimeWire or Frostbite or no.
None of that.
None of that. Like,
right. Last question for you. This is from Philip in Dundalk.
Philip in Dundalk.
Philip the car there.
He says, "Hey lads, love the pod.
Thank you.
Nice one.
But I wanted to pick your conjoined brains. Something as a man of similar vintage myself." Early to late 30s. Quite a broad range there. He says, I was invited
So you're between 30 and 40.
I was invited to the pub last weekend to watch the match and I just didn't fancy it. I was in grand form, but the thought of actually going to a pub gave me the ick. Have either of you found this as you've gotten older?
Every day.
Now, I'm not talking about the price of pints or taxis, but just the experience itself. I listed out a rake of reasons why I couldn't be arsed. Crowds, people, noise, people again. But it got me to thinking that if I could create the perfect pub scenario for a man at my stage of life, what would it look and feel like? For example, I would like for there to be a silent disco set up for matches. Anyone interested can pop headphones on to hear the commentary without bothering less interested punters. I also want separate toilets for urinals and toilets.
It's a lot.
I can't deal with the grunting and spluttering. So please feel free to fire on your own ideas. Now, no expense or mad idea spared. Dream big. From Philip in Dundalk.
I feel the opposite. I feel like pubs aren't busy enough. I think pubs are dead. You go out on a match day, it's fucking empty. Pub's empty.
Depends on the pub you're going to.
Well,
my local pub is packed on a Sunday afternoon.
Is it?
Yeah.
Most of them in Finglas are packed fucking Sunday afternoon. Saturday night. Friday night. Well, not Friday night as much.
My ideal pub would be a busy pub. And multiple, there should be a TV with different matches and a bit of horse racing. So everybody has their own little corner. And you need to be entertained. There needs a pool table. Needs to be entertainment. Pool table,
shit singer.
Jukebox.
Okay.
No singers. singers annoy me. That's later into the evening, and I don't like that when it gets messy and stuff. I don't like that. I like the barman taking bets shiftily.
Going back a while there.
No, going back a while.
Yeah, no, that doesn't happen.
Yeah, it does.
Nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah, they have screens up and everything in the pubs. You'd be taking bets. I think it's illegal, but they do it anyway.
Maybe that's why I haven't seen it.
It's definitely, I think it's illegal.
Is it illegal?
Yeah. Yeah.
But they're doing the bets online. So is it illegal?
What the fuck? Ooh, I never even heard of that.
Oh, that's different. No, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's a good, just going out to one of the apps and saying, like, using their money and you just give them cash.
Yeah.
That's mad.
Isn't it? €5 points. No more than €5 points. The only food they have is Toasties. That's the only food the pub should have.
Toasties aren't bad.
But Toasties are good. €5 points doesn't feel practical these days. Like, that's like you're waving a magic wand.
But that's what he said, isn't it?
Rather than making management decisions.
A big smoking area that's kind of indoors. Another area with live music, but not electric, acoustic. Just a man with a guitar in the corner singing songs.
Christy Moore.
And he knows loads of songs.
Can I just put a word in for comfortable seats? A lot of pubs.
I feel like pub seats aren't supposed to be comfortable.
But like, your kind of boots.
Oh yeah. A bit of cushion.
Yeah, a bit of cushioning.
Yeah.
A boot is a good, it's a good shape for a conversation. The U shape. Or the full circle if you've got enough people.
The full circle, yeah.
Sitting around either at a high table or
a I don't like table. High tables.
No, back on your chair. After a while it gets to you.
Do you like high tables?
For men of like Philip's age.
Yeah.
You know?
Early 30s to mid 50s. Early 30s, yeah.
In between.
There's no such thing as a good... It's the people that make the pub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the people that make the
pub. It's the people. The locals that make the pub, not the drink.
I'd have Darren Conway behind the bar then.
Pull a fine Guinness. I did tell you that.
I went to see the Sunderland match in a pub, Sunderland United, and the bleeding thing kept buffering.
Was it not?
You got some pubs.
So the barman's taking bets, and the football match on the screen is buffering with a circle going through the middle where it's like
constantly buffering. Are you ever in a pub and you're watching the match in one room, and there's another gang of people watching the match in the other room, and the circle just they start celebrating before you because you're about 30 seconds behind. Just pay for the fucking Sky Sports. What are you doing?
I know.
Just
I
pay
know.
For the Sky Sports. Don't pull me off now. Hang on, I'm not. No. I didn't interrupt you.
Knock it
just
off.
Pay
there.
For the Sky Sports, and it won't buffer on you.
Exactly. We'll be in time. Exactly. You and don't on have that note, be, exactly.
You don't. They're spoiling it for everyone.
Yeah.
They're spoiling it for everyone. Yeah. It's just not fair. It's not fair at all.
If you have any questions, send them into. stala@goloudnow.com.
But I'm not finished yet. I'm not finished. Just
we'll answer them.
One more thing, Kieran Cuddihy. Listen
I'm
to
not
me.
Kieran Cuddihy.
It's an important match. It could be an
Darren,
important match.
I'm your friend on Stala.
Kieran Cuddihy, come here.
What the bloody hell? What does that music do to him?
Nice one, lads.
The Irish presidential election is coming soon, and the best way to be part of it is by voting.
On polling day, it's easy. Bring a valid ID and head to your polling station.
You might also get a polling card in the post. It's useful, but you don't actually need it to vote.
Not sure where your station is? The polling card will tell you, or check at electoralcommission.ie.
Dead handy. And once you're there, the process is simple. Show ID, collect your ballot, mark your choice, and you're done.
And if you want to see how it works, the Electoral Commission website has a short video. Sort it.
This is your chance to have your say. Vote now for your president.
Your vote is your voice, so use it. Learn more at electoralcommission.ie.